From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, more on the suicide bombing that killed one U.S. soldier and several Iraqis today outside the U.S. headquarters in Baghdad. But first, President Bush today said two words everyone was looking for in his response to the American abuse of Iraqi prisoners. I'm sorry. The president was speaking in the White House Rose Garden after meeting with Jordan's King Abdullah. I just spoke with the LA Times White House correspondent Maura Reynolds. Maura, was the headline that came out of this that the president apologized for the abuses at the Abu Ghraib prison?
I think it is. The president didn't issue a full apology yesterday. He came very close, and his aide said afterwards that he meant to apologize and that he felt very sorry for the treatment of the prisoners and very sorry for the pain endured by their families. But he didn't come right out and say that on Arab television. He was much more explicit about it today.
And let's listen to a little bit of what he said.
I told him I was sorry for the humiliation suffered by the Iraqi prisoners and the humiliation suffered by their families. I told him I was equally sorry that that people have been seeing those pictures, didn't understand the true nature and heart of America. I assured him, like Americans like me, didn't appreciate what we saw, and it made us sick to our stomachs.
And the president also said today that he has full confidence in his defense secretary, Donald Rumsfeld, obviously responding to calls on the Democratic side that Rumsfeld should resign.
That's right. And that was the question we thought was certainly going to be the first one that he was asked, and it was. He was very explicit in saying that Donald Rumsfeld, he believes, has been a very good Secretary of State, that he has shown leadership during two wars that the U.S. has fought, and that that he intends to keep him as a member of his cabinet. All the same, it is quite clear, and the president's aides have made quite clear, that he was not happy with the way the prison scandal has been handled, and that he has some very pointed criticisms on that for the secretary when they had a private meeting yesterday.
And what else did the president say during his appearance with the Jordanian king?
Well, he articulated a U.S. Middle East policy that was ever so slightly swinging back towards the Arab position. He very strongly said that U.S. statements on Middle East policy are not meant to prejudice the outcome of negotiations between Israelis and Palestinians, and that is the Arab position. He did not mention the endorsement that he gave to Prime Minister Ariel Sharon's plans to hold on to certain settlements in the West Bank and deny the Palestinian right of return. So that was a shift in emphasis that I think will be seen as very significant in the region.
And that was a reason why King Abdullah postponed his original meeting with President Bush, is it not?
In part. The king was quite upset, as were many Arab leaders, by the administration's strong endorsement of Ariel Sharon's policies. They felt that they had been blindsided, although they had been told that some statement was going to be coming from the U.S. president. The full extent of it took them by surprise, and they have spent the last couple of weeks negotiating language with the White House so that the king could come out of the summit meeting with the president, which is taking place at a very, very sensitive time in the Arab world, with some kind of assurances that support the Arab position in the negotiations with the Israelis.
Maura Reynolds, White House correspondent for the Los Angeles Times. Thank you very much for joining us.
That's my pleasure.